When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome to Face Connecticut, an in-depth look at today's issues.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Face Connecticut. I'm Morgan Cunningham on WTIC News Talk 1080, Light 100.5 WRCH, and 96.5 TIC. Our guest this week on Face Connecticut is Kristen Cassano, Director of Communications for the Alzheimer's Association Connecticut Chapter. We're going to talk a bit about, a number of things, including the status of Alzheimer's research, support services, medication, and more. Good morning, Kristen. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
I'm glad that you're here with us. It's been a while since we've talked with you and had you on the program. I mean, you've been so close to this issue now for so long. It's been an emotional fight for you because you've had your own family members with the disease, haven't you?
Absolutely. Not only my father's mother, my grandmother had dementia, but at the age of 61, my mother was diagnosed with a type of dementia. So that's really when my entire life shifted and her life shifted, and started to take care of her and learn about the disease, and then actually started to work for the Alzheimer's Association.
About what have you learned about the disease over the years that you've been involved with this, and you've been following it so closely, and you've obviously been part of the association? How has maybe research changed or support services changed? What changes have you seen in Alzheimer's treatments maybe since all of this happened for you?
Yeah, it'd be great to start with treatments because we are in a new era of treatment. My mom was diagnosed in 2009, so it's been quite a while. And back then, we were barely talking about brain health. So what's exciting is that we have a lot of research that has come up in the last couple of years about lifestyle interventions that can actually help you reduce your risk. In addition to that, all the medications that were used for a number of years, which those who have been involved in this fight with family members probably know the names of, Aricept, Namenda, Exelon. They only really dealt with symptoms. But as of 2021, we have a new FDA-approved drug that actually goes up and takes away some of the hallmarks of the disease, the amyloid plaques, they're called, and gives families more time. And then this year, we had another drug approved by the FDA. So we have two treatments right now that are for those in the early stages that can give these families more time at a certain level. And the issue we're having right now is that the Centers for Medicaid and Medicare are not covering these medications. And they're upwards of $27,000 to $28,000 a year. So we at the Alzheimer's Association, being a patient advocacy organization, are really raising our voices to say this is not right. And we need coverage. We need families to be able to have a choice to be able to access this and give them more time.
And you guys held a rally just the other night, Wednesday night, about this, didn't you?
We did. We had a bunch of people who came, and it was really beautiful to kind of look across the group and see everyone here is really committed. Everyone here is connected to this disease. And it just shows that we are a really strong organization made up of very few staff, but a ton of amazing volunteers who really get this and really understand the importance of this and will fight with us to try to get access for these families. There are 80,000 people in Connecticut alone living with Alzheimer's disease and twice as many caregivers. And those are only the folks we know. There are a lot of people who are younger and having, you know, having some issues getting diagnosed, because you don't think when somebody's 50 years old walking into a doctor's office, that's the first thing. And people are getting diagnosed in their 40s and 50s and 60s.
And every day, this is a very sobering statistic, Kristen, every day 2,000 people living with early stage Alzheimer's go beyond a point in which treatments can help them. In other words, they've gone past the point of no return. That is very alarming, especially if somebody doesn't detect it themselves or if you don't notice it in a family member or a loved one.
And that's a great point, because we are really also pushing education-wise and have been for a long time the importance of early detection. So if you have some memory concerns, you know, when is it time to take your memory concerns to a doctor? We have classes about that called Know the 10 Signs and Understanding Alzheimer's and Dementia, and it's all free. So we really encourage people to get educated about this so that you know that you can reach out for help and know the importance of how to get this diagnosis and how to get it checked out. So there are, the class that we teach is called Know the 10 Signs. And some of the signs include things that you would think of, right? Repeating the same story four times in an hour, right? Getting lost coming home from a grocery store that you've known for 10 years. New problems with words and speaking or writing, you know, misplacing things and losing the ability to retrace your steps. We say, if you lose your car in the parking lot, doesn't mean you have Alzheimer's. You lose your keys, doesn't mean you have Alzheimer's. If you have keys in your hand and you don't know what they do, that's a memory issue. These are concerns. So bring these concerns to a doctor and how to, you know, make the most out of that doctor's visit. So we have that information on our website as well, which is alz.org/CT.
You mentioned, Kristen, that there are lifestyle changes that somebody could do that could either slow or maybe even prevent Alzheimer's from coming on or delay it significantly. What are those lifestyle changes, and when should people start making those changes based on the research?
Yesterday. you know, absolutely is never too late to incorporate great lifestyle interventions and more research. This isn't just, hey, we know it's really good to exercise. This is research coming out showing, you know, if you exercise, you know, 30 minutes a day, if you can do 4 or 5 times a week, and it doesn't have to be running to the point of, you know, you're training for a marathon. Exercise is critical to getting that heart pumping, obviously, and everything good for the heart is good for the brain. So exercise is really crucial. We are talking about incorporating the Mediterranean diet into your lifestyle. So, you know, leafy green vegetables and berries, salmon, and really reducing your ultra-processed foods. And that's pretty key. Last year, we have a big science conference every year. It's called the Alzheimer's Association International Conference. It's coming up at the end of July. And all the best minds get together. And they came up with this interesting study they released showing that if your diet is made up of 20% of ultra-processed foods, you have a 30% increased risk of cognitive decline. So really reducing all that stuff that's ultra-processed, the fast food, the, you know, the soda, the frozen pizza, which makes me sad because I love frozen pizza.
That's good, isn't it?
It's always good to have in your freezer, right? It's like your friend at the end of the night. Hey,
yeah, it's there, that little late night snack.
Yeah.
But not good.
Just reducing that, you know, I mean, everything in moderation, of course. But so those kinds of lifestyle. Also, social and cognitive stimulation. Lots of studies about how that's really critical to keep your brain moving. And yes, do those brain games, but change them up every once in a while. And yes, try to learn something new. Pick up an instrument or learn part of a new language or something to really stretch your brain. And sleep. We talk about how important sleep is. Sleep is critical. When you get a good, deep sleep, actually the toxins are washed away in your brain. So the importance of sleep hygiene and the importance of making sure that you, you know, do all the right things to get that good night's sleep. So there's a lot of things that you can do lifestyle-wise, and it's never too late to incorporate some of them.
How can different levels of Alzheimer's be treated? I'm talking with Kristen Casado, Director of Communications, Alzheimer's Association of Connecticut. And what I mean by that, Kristen, for somebody who has gone past that point of no return, or for somebody that didn't incorporate maybe the right lifestyle changes and they can't get the medication for early onset Alzheimer's if it's caught in time. So how can different levels of Alzheimer's be treated once you have gone beyond that point?
Treating is more managing at that point. I would say managing the symptoms and really continuing to give people a good quality of life. So people can live well with this disease, you know. I mean, stay, if it's not before, it's after. Stay socially and cognitively active. You know, go out and do things as with friends and couples and family and enjoy music. If you used to enjoy music in the old days, you know, continue with the music. We find that a lot of people, even if they can't verbalize things, you know, being in someone else's presence. I'll give you an interesting story. So my mom, a couple of years into her disease, just really lost the ability to talk. She just stopped being verbal. So there were kind of some ums and ahs, right? And you kind of look at facial expressions, et cetera. But it was so interesting. Her friend called and said, can I talk to her? So I put the phone up to, and my mom slipped into what seemed like the way they used to communicate. So the friend would talk and mom would go, oh, and then she'd say something else and she'd say, So it was so interesting to listen to like the cadence of what they'd been doing, you know, for 30 years talking on the phone. And so what I'm saying is, even though they can't respond to you, they're in there. They're in there. So keep giving them love and keep giving them stimulation and keep giving them time and don't talk about them like they can't hear. Because their emotions are really the last things to go. So the emotional part of the brain still stays in there. So keep giving them as much positivity and love as you can. If they get to the point where they're saying nonverbal or even, oh, she's just in a wheelchair, she doesn't know we're here. Well, you know what? She might deep inside. So spend time. You know, spend time and give them love. That's the way. That's really how I treated it towards the end of my mom's dementia. I feel like it was good for both of us.
When we're done recording the show, I'll have to tell you a story. But Kristen, my question that I have for you next is, what's the difference between dementia and Alzheimer's? You hear the two words used all the time, and yes, some people don't know that there is a difference. What is it?
Thank you for asking, because that's the biggest question we get. So dementia is the umbrella term of symptoms that one experiences. And what are some of those symptoms? Some of the behavior issues, because they're confused. Really the memory loss that disrupts your daily life. You know, like I said about the keys, you don't know what they do. Or you're driving, you don't know what R or D is, what's reverse, what's driving. What when you see a stoplight, you're not clear on green means go and red means stop. Things that really affect, you know, your daily life, not knowing that when you turn on the stove, that after a certain amount of time, it needs to be turned off. So I think that, you know, thinking about that is what dementia is. It's kind of the symptoms you experience, the getting lost. But Alzheimer's and Lewy body dementia and frontotemporal, which Bruce Willis has, those are biological changes in the brain that actually cause those dementia symptoms. So dementia is what you experience. And then what causes that is the Alzheimer's, Lewy body, vascular, FTD, those types.
Now that we have a little better understanding of all of that and some of the different levels of treatments, I'd like to go back, if we can, Kristen, to talk about that medication that is new as of, yes, I believe you said, 2021, to treat early stage Alzheimer's. Could you talk specifically about where we got to that point in, you know, all the research that has been done for many, many years that brought us to this new medication, and it's only been around now for 2 years or so. So what got us to this point?
Well, you may know that it takes probably 10 to 20 years to develop a medication, you know, in the lab. Clinical trials are multi-stage for safety, efficacy, then dosage, and then, you know, there are, say, a year, 2 years of clinical trials that when people are actually on the trials. And then there are certain endpoints which the different drugs need to meet. They set aside, okay, this needs to help in cognitive decline by something percentage. So for a number of years, those medications that have come up didn't make those endpoints. But in 2021, after some stops and starts, Aduhelm did make the endpoints and was approved by the FDA. Then this year, the second drug, Leqembi, made endpoints, and meaning it helped a certain amount of people, a certain percentage of people, and reduced the amount of cognitive decline and kept people at a certain level. And that's what we're talking about, more time. So the problem is that, like, you know, mentioning that the CMS, Centers for Medicaid and Medicare, don't approve. They're not approved this drug. So we're really hoping that people, they change their mind and that they cover the drug, because once CMS covers a drug, usually the other insurance companies follow. And so there's another drug that could come out by the end of this year called donanemab. So there are medications in the pipeline. And this is the first time since we started that we actually have medications that change the course of the disease. So we're pretty excited about it. And meanwhile, we're looking at other things, right? We're looking at the lifestyle interventions. Here in Connecticut, the Alzheimer's Association funds about $1.7 million of research here. And we're talking about things like some biology things to get towards maybe a blood test as a way to determine someone has the disease. Also, research into the connection between alcohol misuse and dementia, or depression and dementia. And there's a really cool study going on in the ER, looking at how caregivers, when they bring their loved one in, you may or may not know that sometimes there are repetitive trips to the ER with someone who has this disease. So is the caregiver getting what they need when they're in there? And are they getting what they need post and follow up so that we can reduce the amount of trips to the ER? So there are there's a lot of great research going on, also looking at the gut microbiome, right, the gut-brain connection, inflammation, just all sorts of great stuff. And we're excited. We have a pretty robust research research pillar, so we're pretty excited.
There's a lot going on. As far as that medication goes, the one that's out, maybe medication that comes down the line, maybe later this year, who prescribes it? Does it have to be a specialist? Can it be a physician? And what's the process to get a prescription or that medical treatment?
So we really suggest that when you're first having memory issues, to go to your general doctor and get a workup, a complete blood workup, because sometimes, just to throw a wrench into this whole conversation, sometimes other things mimic dementia, right? So you could have a B12 deficiency, like a really crazy B12 deficiency, which could affect your memory. You could have some medication mix-ups. You could be depressed. So there are things that mimic. So make sure that those things are all not it, right? And then they may send you on to a neurologist or a geriatrician or a geriatric psychiatrist to do a full workup. And then they, you know, to be able to get these medications, people will have to have certain things like either a lumbar puncture to check for those amyloid proteins, which are the hallmarks of the disease in the brain, or maybe a PET scan to check to make sure. So there's, you know, we need to make sure that you have this disease. And then maybe the doctors can prescribe it. We don't know too many doctors that are prescribing this because it's still private pay. And it's still, you know, almost $30,000 a year. So we're hoping that that changes and health systems are preparing for it, you know, so that if in fact we get coverage, you know, this could be for folks in the early stage. So early stage, meaning you're going to have to tolerate, it's an infusion drug. So you're going to have to tolerate being, you know, having an infusion for an hour or so. And there are different tests along the way to make sure it's working well, and then there are no side effects. So it is involved like every other drug, but we are hopeful that, you know, more folks will be able to have it, hopefully by soon. Let's say hopefully soon.
Kristen, is there any linkage or connection between other neurological issues such as Parkinson's and Alzheimer's?
You know, some people have mixed dementia, which is like a little bit of Parkinson's plus that. So there are some combination types of dementia. It's rare that somebody just has one thing. Sometimes they have something else. Like I will tell you that, for example, Black African Americans are 2 times as likely to develop this disease. Latino Hispanics are 1.5 times as likely. And what we know is because of some of those populations come forward with already some heart issues or some blood sugar issues. So it is rare that someone will just have one thing, for example. So a lot of people have additional things that may add to their dementia, plus environmental things could affect. So another study that came out a couple of years ago was that a certain number of people who lived in really with poor air quality, they had a greater risk of dementia. So there's a lot of different things that we're looking at in that regard.
Kristen, I could talk to you about this research and treatments all day. I had a grandmother that struggled with this. And so I will, we'll have to talk another time. But I wanted to ask you about walks that are going to be coming up, because I think that's the big focus for you guys going forward through the rest of the year. So could you share some of those details with us, please?
Absolutely. You know, we have education classes and support groups, and our 800 number, which is 800-272-3900 for any question with dementia. And all of that is paid for by our Walks to End Alzheimer's. It's our biggest fundraiser, and a couple of other fundraisers as well. We have 6 walks across the state in the fall. They start in September and end in October. New London, New Haven, New Milford, Bristol, Fairfield County, and up at Rensselaer Field. And each walk, you have a team for these. You have teams for these walks, and you can register at alz.org/walk and start a team and, you know, raise money and join us on that day. It's just such a beautiful day. A lot of times that's the first time people encounter the association is coming into a walk. And everyone has these beautiful flowers, which we hold up during a ceremony and really honor those living with, those who had the disease, those who passed, those caregivers. And it's really honoring all those folks. And then you walk and together. And it's really an amazing time where you can look around and see hundreds, if not thousands of people who all get it, right? Who've all been through this or going through this. And that's really a lot of times when people say, I'm not alone and I can do this because I have all these people with us.
And I should mention, it's people of all ages who participate in this and people who donate to this, because it affects multiple people of multiple ages. I mean, you could be 20 years old and your grandparents experiencing it, or you could be 65 and your brother or sister is going through it, or your spouse. And so this is something that spans multiple generations, isn't it?
Absolutely. And then there's this whole situation where there's the sandwich generation. A quarter of the caregivers are in that sandwich generation, which means not only are they raising their children, but now they're really dealing with their parents who are sick as well. So it's kind of it's tough, right? I mean, plus people have full-time jobs and houses and right things that to handle and businesses. So it's really, really challenging. Again, we just want to make sure everybody knows that we're here for them. They don't have to go through it alone. Call us anytime. Get a care consultation with an expert to say, okay, here we go. We're going to help you and guide you along this road and give you everything you need to really try to be successful. But also, you know, it's really critical for the caregivers to take care of themselves. If they don't, they could implode. So we really stress that caregivers need to build their village and make sure that they have people around them to lean on, because doing it by yourself is just really hard.
Kristen, this is a difficult question, but I'm going to ask you, do you think that at any point in time we'll get to the point where we can prevent Alzheimer's from happening? I mean, we look at all of the research and the different studies that are being done. They all look promising. Do you think that that day will ever come?
Gosh, I hope so. Wouldn't that be amazing? I really, really hope so. I think that, you know, there's so much work being done, and we've come so far with medications. We're a pretty young organization, you know. I mean, we've only been around like 30 or 40 years. So it's really great to know that so much has been done so far. And as people continue to realize the importance of this and that it can affect so many people, and as the federal government gives more money towards research, you know, my hope is that we will find more treatments and eventually a cure. It's too late for my mom. It's too late for a lot of other folks, but it would be really wonderful if not as many people had to deal with this in the future.
Kristen, I've really enjoyed having you on Face Connecticut, and I think we'll have to do a follow-up down the line at some point. But is there anything else in our final moments here that you'd like to share that maybe we didn't get to?
When you're a caregiver, I think what's really important is to realize that you need to go into their reality. and don't argue with them. And then, you know, continue to give them love, as I mentioned. They're in there, and it is, you're going to make a mistake. You're going to make mistakes as a caregiver, and it's okay. Just really take care of yourself, and you can give them a good quality of life, but also don't forget about you. Don't forget about you. And you can call us anytime, 800-272-3900. It's our 24/7 helpline, and it's obviously there for any question about anything with dementia.
Kristen, thank you so much for coming on Face Connecticut. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Face Connecticut is a production of the News and Public Affairs Department of WTIC Radio.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.